time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Kari is on the line. She's a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're talking about, well, diets and all sorts of interesting things about diets. But Kari, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning. It's always great to be here.
And thanks for joining us today and getting straight into it, talking about diets today. And can you please tell us more about Western diets and what the impact of high oil-based food consumption is on our bodies? I can just imagine it can't be good.
Yes, definitely. So we often hear the term Western diet. And what that means is that we've moved from more traditional home-cooked meals where, you know, we were sourcing foods from nature, cooking them at home, either having lots of indigenous foods. So we've moved from that to a more westernized diet, which is known for, you know, high processed foods. Mm-hmm. We're buying a lot more foods. We're buying a lot more ready-made foods. We're cooking less at home. We are buying foods high in salt, sugar, and fat. So that's what's meant by the term Western diets. It's how food now in today's day and age have been commercialized, and we are eating food that are mass produced, are meant to be able to be preserved for a very long time. And the problem with that, of course, is that these foods are often high in salt, sugar, and fat, and that has an impact on our body, especially high oil foods, like you mentioned. So the thing about when we buy foods that we don't cook at home, or when we buy more and more takeaways, is often a major concern is oils.
Right.
And with oils, it's specifically fat. So you get your saturated fat that we know consuming high amounts increases your cholesterol levels and can damage your arteries and cause blood pressure. So this is the concern with the more westernized diet.
And tied in with all of that is we've got cholesterol. What is good and what is bad cholesterol? Because there is a difference.
Yes, no, definitely there is a big difference. When people say, oh, I have cholesterol, often we can oversimplify it. But when the doctor tests your cholesterol, he actually tests more than one type of cholesterol. So he tests your total cholesterol, he tests your LDL cholesterol, your HDL cholesterol, and your triglycerides. So there's a big difference between all of these, because as you mentioned, you get good cholesterol and you get bad cholesterol. So as much as we want our bad cholesterol to be low, we also want our good cholesterol to be high. Bad cholesterol is your LDL, and it's considered less beneficial because it carries cholesterol to your cell, and then that potentially builds up in your artery and increases your risk for heart disease and stroke. Where in contrast, HDL, or the cholesterol that is considered to be good, helps remove excess cholesterol from your bloodstream, and it transports it to your liver for excretion, reducing your risk.
Okay.
So that's the difference between the two. And we want LDL to be low and HDL to be high.
And if that's the case, then you're eating a balanced diet and your body is working correctly.
Yes, definitely.
Then, Kari, what are some facts about South Africans and what our eating habits are that contribute to, with a focus on heart health and strokes? Are we eating healthily?
Yes. So, of course, in South Africa, there's many factors that affect our diet. We know that not everyone has equal access to healthy food and are able to afford healthy food equally. So there's a lot of underlying factors, but the research does show that in South Africa, we are struggling with things like obesity. We are struggling with high blood pressure and heart disease, which is one of the leading causes of death. Also diabetes. And even in our children, we see that our children aren't growing as well as they should. We see lots of stunting and wasting, which means being underweight or being shorter than expected. So we are struggling with consuming those healthy foods. We know that in South Africa, we've started to rely on ultra-processed foods, and we're buying more of that. That's also most of the times may be perceived as less expensive food. So we do have some work to do, especially also when it comes to oils. We know that South Africans consume lots of fatty foods, lots of oily foods, lots of takeaways. So these are all things that we need to work on.
And do you have any tips for healthier eating habits while consuming dishes made in oil? Or are we now kind of asking for the impossible?
Yes. So like I mentioned, cooking at home is such a powerful tool. And when you cook at home, you can control the types of oil that you use and how much you use. So, of course, cooking methods is a very important part of healthy eating that's often overlooked. I mean, we can cook something, a food that is very healthy, but if we cook it in an unhealthy way, then we are still not getting those benefits. So the first thing would be to stay away from like deep frying, using large amounts of oil. Of course, we also know that when we use oil over and over, or that many people do when they deep fry, so they will save that oil and use it again, it actually becomes less and less, more and more and more harmful because every time it reaches a certain temperature, the structure changes. So you get more and more trans fats, which is very harmful for your health. Right. So stay away from deep frying. If you're going to use oil, you only want to use 1 to 2 teaspoons to shallow fry, or even cooking in the oven or air fryer is great because you don't really need lots of oil. And then the type of oil. So if we talk about the type of oil, you always want to go for your plant oils that are liquid at room temperature. So that's your sunflower oil, your canola oil. So these plant oils actually have more monounsaturated or polyunsaturated fats, which is those good fats that also help to build your good cholesterol. So those are the ones that you want to go for.
Right. So you need to be very careful about how you actually use your oil. And, you know, it's not just a case of, oh, well, there's still oil, let's just heat it up and cook some more chips in it, because you've actually already probably changed the chemical compound or the chemical makeup of that oil.
Yes, no, definitely, definitely.
And then, Kari, what about coconut oil? And it's often believed to be a healthy alternative. Is it, or is it just another one of those marketing fads?
Yes, so people don't love to hear when I say that coconut oil is not as beneficial as believed to be, especially not when used every day and used as your main oil that you cook with. So the thing about coconut oil is, if you think about at room temperature, it is more solid, right? And that gives us an indication that its chemical structure is more like your animal fats, like your butter. And so coconut oil is actually more saturated fat, which is often found in your animal fats, and which is the fat that is linked to high bad cholesterol, heart disease. So coconut oil is not an oil that you want to be using every day. It's definitely not more beneficial, or will not offer you more health benefits than your other plant oils that are liquid at room temperature, like the ones we mentioned, sunflower, canola, even olive oil. So coconut oil Is definitely something that should be used in moderation and should be treated kind of like an animal fat. So something that is not part of your everyday or your weekly diet, but only used on occasion and on restricted amounts.
Okay, so it's okay, but in moderation. That's that word, yes. Moderation.
Yes.
And very, very interesting. And, you know, I suppose the argument goes where, oh, well, it's a vegetable and it's not animal, so it must be good for you, but not necessarily, because you're talking about its actual chemical makeup, not its origins.
Yes. And that's why I say look at how it is at room temperature, because if you compare sunflower or canola oil and then coconut oil at room temperature, you'll see that it's leaning closer to towards your butter, your ghee, and so how that would look at room temperature.
Right. And Kari, where can people find out more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa and also about heart disease and healthy lifestyles?
Yes, so on our website, we have lots of resources, lots of cooking material, because we advocate for cooking more meals at home. So we have lots of recipe material, lots of information just on heart disease, stroke, and so on. So our website is heartfoundation.co.za. So listeners can go on there and get those resources that are free to download.
Great stuff. Kari, thank you very much for the chat today. And keep well. We'll chat again next week, Tuesday, with another topic of how to look after our heart.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you.
Thank you then. Cheerio. That's Kari Erasmus, registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, South Africa.